And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Seriously, Ignorant News. Tickets on sale now for the All-Star Comedy Explosion with Damon, Last Comic Standing's Nicky Carr, and Redbone, and more at the Embassy Theater in Fort Wayne, January 23rd. From Chicago, Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports on a man who may be going where there's no internet access thanks to his actions. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom. Serious as Cosby claiming cataracts now. That's what they came up with?
That's what they came. You were here?
Yeah, I know. She said it was going to be jokes. I left it alone yesterday.
She said it's going to be really? Some jokes.
Yeah, I mean, really, cataracts, you could have took it a step further, man. You should have just went with dementia. You know? just came to court like a crazy old mobster. I don't know. Mumble jumbo.
You're the former owner Puffs. Of a basketball team.
No. Our homie, Junior Jesse, tried that one. That didn't work.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
He went bipolar. I'm talking full lost in yourself. Pee on yourself in court, you know.
Oh, my.
Go all the way with
just
it.
Go all the way out, man.
I like it, man. In fact, don't wear pants, just the diaper.
No.
I like it, man.
Right.
Go all the way with it.
Got the man.
Speaking mumble jumble, come on, man. All right. Cataracts. That's all you came up with. Anyway. You can see some ass. Look.
Right. Wow.
I'm sorry, Sybil. I know. All right, a 50-year-old man was arrested and charged with having a problem with his computer. The story goes the man refused to let the technician leave until his computer was fixed. Now, he didn't say repaired. He said fixed. That's when you know something is really jacked up, when you got to have it fixed. So he called the technician to his home for the problem, and then he held him at gunpoint and told him he was not leaving until he got the job done. So I'm thinking nobody is this passionate about the laptop if it's for work or school.
Right.
I think Joseph is sprung on porn. That's the only thing to make you say, look, ain't nobody leaving till my computer is working again. and that's how it went bad, because he probably clicked on one of them nasty spots and got him a nice little virus. Seriously. Now his computer needs to be fixed so he can get fixed. Thank you, Sybil. Seriously, as serious as a redneck at Essence Fest. But look, all right. It's the first of the year, and the holidays are behind us, right? I hope everybody had a good Christmas and got you some gifts and some love. Even though some people in Queens, you probably still waiting on your gifts. And if your gift didn't arrive, that's because you probably have 25-year-old Daniel Darby as your mailman. Now, Daniel Darby is accused of taking hundreds of letters and cards and gifts and stuffing them in a garbage bag and throwing them in the garbage. He said he was overwhelmed by the increase in his workload by Christmas, so he went to the Stop & Shop on the first day of his new route and bought plastic garbage bags and threw them in some residential garbage. Now, police found the garbage packages a couple of days later. He did admit to ripping over the packages, a couple of them, to see what was inside of them before he threw them away. And then, he's not the only postal worker in New York doing that. James Hayden has also been tearing open envelopes, the ones he thought had gift cards. So over the past year, he done took all the gift cards, over $1,000 worth, and went shopping with his. And this, he got away with this until one mother in Florida, she sent her son a gift card. He didn't get it. She tracked it down through the serial number. The police found a video of him using it in his mailman uniform.
Jeez, he didn't even go home and change clothes?
No, he got a hot one.
Got a $50 one right here.
Right. Bing, ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
Right. So, people in New York, hopefully you'll start getting your mail and your gifts now, because both of them are in jail. Well, one of them is out on bail. The other one got a $75,000 bill. Seriously. And I hope his bail is a check that's in the mail. Report to you live and halfway awoke. Thanks to J. Anthony Brown.
Halfway awoke.
Not yet, halfway awoke. Chief Correspondent Damon Williams.